Alex Oth discusses photographing Niagara.
When I decided to do the project Niagara, I'd never been to Niagara Falls. So it didn't exist for me in the same way that the Mississippi River does. But I think, like most North Americans, it does exist within our consciousness. It means certain things to us in terms of honeymoons and maybe our parents or grandparents, that generation of honeymooners and barrels going over the water, suicide. You know, these things are sort of floating around up there. And at that time, I'd done Sleeping by the Mississippi, which I thought was the first truly successful, complete project, and wanted to do something new, but I didn't necessarily want to stray entirely from what I had done before. So this idea of using geography as a metaphor seemed good. Doing something water-related seemed good, but at the same time being free to talk about entirely different issues. So I chose Niagara, and it was a way to talk about love and romance and all that kind of stuff. My experience there was entirely different than Sleeping by the Mississippi, because it's not hard to figure out that Niagara Falls is a tiny little dot on the map. It's this very small area, and so the process of photographing there was entirely different. With Sleeping by the Mississippi, I'd talk about the importance of the car and driving. Well, in Niagara, that existed, but I'm just driving the same blocks over and over again and circling this waterfall over and over again. And it wasn't the cheeriest project to produce. I mean, this area itself is often economically depressed, especially on the American side, and kind of culturally deprived in some ways as well. And for years, I've played with this little idea that I call lyrical typology, sort of using that sort of German tradition of rigorous typological study, but then attaching a lyrical component to it and intermixing these elements. And that's what I decided to do with Niagara, photographing, you know, these motels in that same sort of German way, but with really moody lighting and then intermixing them with the portraits and love letters and things like this. It was just a strategy, and was maybe a risky strategy to try to assemble the project, but in the end, I think it was successful. With Niagara, I sort of started seeing photography as this kind of form of excavation, that it was this limited area within Niagara Falls was my excavation site. But I needed to know what to look for in the soil. And so I would make these lists to kind of identify things to keep my eyes open for. So I had, you know, these big kind of things like the motels and so forth. And then these lists were these treasure hunting lists for excavating this site. And also a way to keep my eyes activated, because if you spend too much time in an area, you start not to see it. And so if you force yourself to look for certain things, they'll emerge.